Begin the current daf, Masechta Shavuos, daf Yud Beis. Begin on the bottom of the Aleph and Beis, two lines up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, the Gemara had said a teaching from Rabbi Yechanan that the four leftover Karbanos Tamidim from the previous year, which you can't use it for the coming year because it has to be from the Truma Chadasha, what you do is that you are paid the Tamidim, you could redeem it in an unblemished state. Which the Gemara had quoted that Reb Shimon disagrees with that principle, because as the Gemara had explained, the principle is based on Lev Rava had said, Lev Bezin Masna Lein, that the court stipulates, although generally you needed to be blemished to be able to redeem it, as was Rish Lakish's original taina against that halacha, which is Kedusha Shebehen Lehechen Halcha, but that's what Rabbi had explained, that the court stipulates saying, if we need it, then it has Kedusha Seguf, if not, it only has monetary sanctity. And on that said the Gemara, the Reb Shimon does not hold that halachic concept, and therefore you cannot go ahead and redeem it in an unblemished state. Whereas the Rabbanan disagree. And that is what the Gemara asked Rabbanan, the Pliga led Reb Shimon, the Rabbanan who that was the halacha Reb Yechanan was saying, it was the opinion of the Rabbanan, and although we had asked a question from Reb Shimon, on that the Gemara said, yeah, Reb Shimon disagrees with that halacha. So Reb Yechanan was going like the Rabbanan, maninu, who are these Rabbanan that disagree? Where's this Tanoic source for their opinion to show that they hold that Lev Bezin is Masna Alein, and therefore the Karbanos Tamidim from the previous year could just be nifta, could be redeemed in the unblemished state. Again, because of the halachic principle of Lev Bezin Masna Alein. Says the Gemara, Inem Rabbanan de Keteris, if you're going to say it's the Rabbanan that we had mentioned in the previous staff, where originally that was the support that Rabbi had brought, said, what do you mean? We have a Mishnah Masechta Shkalim that says the same exact thing with the leftover Keteris of the previous year, where their status quo, and they could be redeemed in their natural state. So you see that there is such an element of being paid in a Tamim type of situation, which must be, Rabbi had said, based on the halachic principle of the Bezin Masna Alein. And that says the Gemara, no, as we continue on top of Yud Bezim and Aleph, Shana Keteris, I can tell you Keteris, the incense from the previous year is different, the Lav Bari Iyahi. That's not something that could go out to graze and to pasture and to develop a blemish. Therefore, I would tell you, yeah, that's where the courts, the Jewish courts, stipulate and say, okay, so what are we going to do with it? We have nothing to, no way of undoing it. So that's where the courts are going to say that if it's going to be usable, then it'll have Kedusha Seguf. If not, it'll have Kedusha Dam. In contrast, I could tell you the carbon tumid from the previous year, where there's another way of rectifying it by sending out to graze, and when it develops a blemish, then to redeem it, then the court wouldn't go ahead and create a concept of stipulation of saying that it's only going to have Kedusha Seguf if you use it, but if not, you can't prove it that the Rabbanu would hold from the halacha of Keteris that they would say the same thing regarding the carbon tumid. So Ella, what are you going to say? Rabban de Para. We brought a price on the previous staff by the Para Duma. But we find that even if they just find a nicer one than that, they could go ahead and change and exchange it. Where's Kedusha Saguf? How do you just redeem an unblemished state? Oh, must be because Lev Bezin Masna Alein. So you see, the same thing would apply to the carbon Tamidim of the previous year. And that says Gemara, no. Demeshani Para de Demed Yikaran. Maybe by the Para Duma, yeah, the Rabbanan made that stipulation, that Lev Bezin Masna Alein, because it's very precious. And they made a whole new takana, yeah, for Para Duma, because it's very hard to come by. In contrast to carbon Tamidim, which is not such an expensive thing. Who said the Rabbanan made a whole new takana to be masna on it to say that if you don't use it, it's not going to have Kedusha Saguf? No, maybe there it has Kedusha Saguf. And then you have to do like what seemed like the opinion of Reb Shimon, which is, okay, you have to let it develop a blemish and then use it as use it for its monetary value. But who said you could go ahead and redeem it in an unblemished state? So Ella rather says the Gemara, Rabbanan de Amrulai. It's the Rabbanan of the Amrulai in the Mishnah, where they said to him, and what they said to Reb Shimon was, wait a second, since the Kapara, according to you, are not the same, that of Rosh Chodesh and that of the Regalim and that of the Sar HaNasa B'Chatzim Kippurim, and moreover, additionally, you don't hold Lev Bezin Masna, which we just established on the previous daf. Therefore, if, let's say, one of them gets lost, and then you find it on a different, let's say the one of Rosh Chodesh, and you find it on Sukkot, how could you go ahead and use it for a different atonement if they're for different things? So if you're going to say that it's the Rabbanon of the Amrulai, who they're saying, wait, you don't hold Lev Bezin Masna, so how could you understand it? We hold, yes, Lev Bezdin Masa. So therefore, even though they're for different things, but the court stipulated if it's not used, then you could use it for whatever you need to use it. It's like being pointed in the state of Shemim. If you're going to say that's the source for the Abban and disagreeing with Reb Shimon, and that asks the Gemara, how do you know that's what the Amrullah in the Mishnah are saying? Mimai, Reb Yehuda hi, how do you know that it's Reb Yehuda who's saying this Amrullah to Reb Shimon, who he also holds in the halacha, the Mishnah, that in Kaparast and Shavah like Reb Shimon, that the Reish Chaydish and the Regalim and the Saranasa B'chatzim Mikipurim are different, and therefore it must be that the Amrullah who are saying, or what are you going to do, Reb Shimon, meaning must be is that they're saying that, yeah, because you don't hold Lev Bezdin Masna, but I do hold Lev Bezdin Masna, meaning and Vahachi Kamalei. And this is what Reb Yehuda would be saying based on what the Gemara is assuming, what it wants to show is the opinion of the Rabbanan. Bishlam Lididi, Reb Yehuda would be telling Reb Shimon, look, very well understood according to me, that, yeah, although I agree that there are also different kaparas just like you, but Damina Lev Bezdin Masna, but I say that the court could stipulate on it. Therefore, although the Rish Chodesh and Yom Kippur, they're different types of atonements, but they could go ahead and be makrivit because the court says if it's not used for what it has to, then you could just redeem it even unblemished in this natural state that is and use it for something else. But according to you that you don't hold Lev Bezdin Masna, how could you go ahead and sacrifice a Rish Chodesh one for Yom Kippur one or for a Sukkot one where they're all different types of atonements? So if that's what you think is the source for the Rabbanan, that hold like Rabbi Yechon is teaching, that Lev Bezdin Masna, and that is the Gemara, how do you know that? Dilma Reb Meir, he may be actually the one who's telling Reb Shimon that Amrulai, they said to him, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Reb Meir who he actually holds that all the atonements of Rish Chaydish and Yom Kippur and of the Regalim, they're all the same. They're all, everything atones for everything. And therefore, Vahachi Kamali, this is what Reb Meir was telling Reb Shimon. Very well understood according to me that I hold all the he goats from all these types of dates are all the same anyway. Therefore, according to me, it's not difficult. Of course, if you get makrim, because Rish Chodesh, Sukkot, Yom Kippur, they're all the same atonement. But according to you, why could you sacrifice it? They're different. But you don't see anywhere here that the Amrullah holds because of Lev Bezdin Masna. It's not because of Lev Bezdin Masna. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. It's Reb Meir who holds, yeah, because they're all the same atonement. Now, rather, the Gemara concludes, Rabbi Yechanan Gemara Gemirla. Rabbi Yechanan, you're right, doesn't have a clear Tanoic source from a Mishnah or for a Braisa. It's a tradition that he has that Ladivri B'Shimon ain't Niftin, like we established in the previous daf. B'Shimon holds that you do not redeem the carbon Tamidim in the unblemished state because he does not hold Lev Bezdin Masna. According to the words of the sages, it is redeemed, as Rabbi had explained the previous stuff, because of Lev Bezdin Masna, but there's no clear, we don't have a Mishnah or a Braisa that says that clearly. Now the Gemara, however, now asks, Ula Reb Shimon de Lesley Lev Bezdin Masna, and so according to what we established in the previous stuff, that according to Reb Shimon, he does not hold that the court could stipulate and say, okay, this carbon tamidin, if we use it, Kedush HaGuf. If not, Kedush HaDamim. He doesn't hold like that. So it is Kedush HaGuf. Now that it's a Rish Chodesh Nisan, you can't use the old ones anymore. So my Avdin Lahu. So what do they do with those Tamidin that they don't need it anymore for the Tzibur? What do they do with them? You can't redeem an unblemished date. What do you do? So Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Yechanan says, Mekitzin Behen Es HaMizbeach. They use it for, so to speak, the dessert of the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach is not being used. So they sacrifice Karbanos Eila as a donation from the funds of the Tzibur, which is actually, like we find, Reb Shimon says a similar idea in the Mishnah, where he says this idea that we just mentioned, that what the Amrullah asked on him, they said regarding a sar that's not brought from, let's say, Rish Chodesh, and you find it on Sukkot or Yom Kippur, which is not brought by one, you can go ahead and bring in the other. The reason for that is because they're all coming for the same general category, although they're different, but the category of Tumas Mikdash Gadash. So we see that even though they're not exactly the same exact type of atonement, but since they're in that same category, you could bring one from the other. So to overhear that these karbanos, which were brought to be a carbon tamid, which are not needed anymore, you could sacrifice it for what's called the kayitz hamizbeach, which, because since it was separated, the carbon tamid to be a carbon ayla, and the kayitz, that dessert, which is just used when the mizbeach is idle, is also a carbon ayla. So therefore, it could be used for that same thing, which more later on is going to explain what is this terminology of kayitz. But that's what Reb Shimon will hold you do with the leftover karbanos tamidim. You use it as something in the same category as an ayla, but for what these karbanos nedava of the tzibur is called, which are these kayitz of the mizbeach. Now, however, the Gemara qualifies. Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchok, Umoidir b'shimin b'siri chatas, where b'shimin agrees by a he-goat that's a chatas, which were acquired from the Trumas HaLishka of this year, and then it was left over. For example, let's say the sar of Rosh Chodesh Adar, which was lost and then it was found, where it's not fit anymore for the obligation of the tzibur, because you already brought a carbon in its place. So what you do is, what do you do with a carbon that's from the tzibur that's not needed anymore? You use it for the nedaver fund of the tzibur, which is used for the kaitz mizbeach. And that says Reb Shmuel by Reb Yitzchak, that there Reb Shimon would agree she'ein mekitzin begufan, that you would not use it as the dessert of the mizbeach to sacrifice itself as a carbon oilo, ela b'dmein, rather with its monetary value, meaning that you would let out the goat to graze, it would develop a blemish, and then with its money that you get from selling it, you go ahead and buy a carbon oilo to be used as a kaitz of a mizbeach. Why? Because hachahu, it's only over here where we were discussing before regarding the carbon tamidim, which are not needed anymore. That's where the Gemara said, Rabbi Shimon would hold that you're makitzim beguf, and you use the exact animal itself for a carbon oilo. Why? And we explained this just before. Because demikara oilo. Originally, what was it bought for? To be a carbon oilo, which is what the tamid is. The tamid is totally sacrificed, not eaten by the kohen, but totally sacrificed on the mizbech. The hashta oilo. Now, when it's being brought as this kayitz for the mizbech, it's also being brought as a carbon oilo. So since the same general category as we had brought, that Reb Shimon says the same similar idea in the Mishnah too, so that's why you sacrifice itself. Abul Hasan, in the case we're describing now, over there, the Mikara Chatas, where originally that Sa'ir was a carbon Chatas, a sin offering for the Tzibra. It's a Rosh Chodesh or different times. The Hashta Oila, and now the Kayetz is as in the carbon Oila, that you can't do. Why can't you do that? Gezer la'acha kapara, atu lefnei kapara. It's a rabbinic decree because of after atonement, because of what might be before atonement. In other words, if you do allow a chatas of the tzibur to be brought as a carbon oila after that the atonement was anyways for the tzibur because they had lost it and they brought something else in its place, and now you want to use it for the kaitz and mizbeach, they might cause a problem that people might not differentiate that it's because there was an atonement already, and they might come to allow it to be brought as a carbon oila even before there was an atonement, where then it would be its presumptive state would still be for a carbon chatas when the chatas was brought with another animal, so that chatas loses its status and then it can be brought as a carbon oila. But here before the atonement, it's still a chatas. You can't bring it as a carbon oila, and therefore, although maybe after the kapara it would be allowed, but because of a concern that we might do the same thing before the kapar, when it's still the carbon that's supposed to be the chatas, and which is that, then you can't bring it as carbon ayla, so therefore we don't even allow it even la'acha kapar. And therefore then, in that situation, says the Gemara, that you're going to let it graze, develop a blemish, and then with its monetary value, the money that you get from selling it, you use it to buy a carbon ayla with a kayata mizbech. Says the Gemara, Amabai, it says, afanana mitinina, that we also learned that in the Braisa, this idea that we're saying in Reb Shimon, that when it comes to a carbon chatzas of the tzibur that was left over, then you don't bring the kayetz mizbeach from that animal itself, and rather that you're makitz in bidmein, that you sell it and use that money to buy a carbon oilo. How do we see this? Because the Braisa says, parvis urshulim kipim sha'ab, we brought this on the previous daf. The two karbanis that are brought inside the kachar kachar on Yom Kippurim by the Kohen Gadol, which are the bull and the he-goat of Yom Kippurim, if they got lost, so then they separated a different parent sar in their place, and then they found the original ones. Or let's say the he-goat of the tzibur, when the whole Jewish people sin in idolatry erroneously because of the error of the court's ruling, where they lose that sar avodah zarah and they separate other ones in place of it, and then they find the original ones. In these cases, kulan yamusa divrei Rebbe Yehuda says that all those original karbanos, they have to die. Whereas Rebbe Elazar of Rebbe Shimon, so we see this is the opinion of Rebbe Shimon, that they say, no, yiru achi yistavu, you let those original karbanos go out to graze until they develop a blemish, v'yimachu, and then you sell it, v'yiplu demein l'ndava, and then you, the money that you get from those proceeds, you use it for a nedava, which is what we call this kaitz mizbeach, to buy a carbon oil of a mizbeach. And the reason why they hold that the carbon doesn't go to die, although it's a carbon chatas, and generally a chatas that there's a kapar with a shekipur ba'alav, that the kapar was with something else, it's yimus. Like Rabbi Yehuda says, they say, no, kosh ein chatas tzibur mesa. A karma chatas of a tzibur, that doesn't die. Again, rather, you let it develop a blemish, and then you sell it. The question is, v'amai, but why, nikrivu inu gufayu oilo? We just said before that a karma chatas, that according to Rabbi Shimon, a carbon does not need anymore. So, you let it go ahead and you use it for the kites and mizbeach. So here also, let this, which you don't need anymore because you had separated carbon to take its place and you brought a different part in Tzar of Yom Kippurim, when you find the original one, sacrifice itself as the carbon oila, as an adava for the kites and mizbeach. Why do you let it develop a blemish, then sell it, and then use that money? Rather, we can infer the halacha that we said before, because here we're talking about korbanos chatois of the tzibur. And as we said, because gzeir lacha kapara atlef nekapara, it's a decree, because although after the atonement it's not a chatos anymore, but we might do it before the atonement, which chatos cannot be brought as an oila, and because of that, because they have different types of services, and because of that reason, that's why the chatos of the tzibur has to first develop a blemish, and then you sell it and use its money. Amar Rav, he says, Afanan Amatini, says, we also learned the same idea in the Mishnah Masechtas Yumin Dav Samach Beizim and Alf, where there, the Gemara is talking about the two Seiri of Yom Kippurim, where this is not, as we've been saying in previous Dafim, Sar HaNasa Befnim and Sar HaNasa Bachutz. The Sar HaNasa Befnim is partnered, which is called the Sar LaShem, is partnered with a different Sar, what's called Sar LaZazel, which that Sar is thrown off a cliff. These two have to be brought together, they have to be similar in height and appearance and other things. So regarding these two Seiri Yom Kippurim, if let's say the Sar, what's called HaMishtaleach, the Sar LaZazel, the one that's sent away, if it dies, so what they have to do is they have to bring two new Seirim and to do the lottery on it to figure out which one's Lashem, which one's LaZazel. And then you send one of them away. Now you're left with two Seiri Lashem, the original one, one from the first pair and one from the second pair. So what do you do? So one of them is sacrificed as the Sar HaNasa Befnim, Vasheni, and the second one, Yira Ad Sheistav, it goes out to graze until it develops a blemish. V'yimacher, and you sell it, and then you take the money and you use it to buy a donated carbon for the Mizbeach. And again, as we said, because a Chatzis Tzibur does not die. Now, who is it that holds of this halacha that ain't Chatzis Tzibur Mesa? So we just established a moment ago, that's Reb Shimon, in contrast to Reb Yehuda. And what does he say the halacha is? That it goes out to graze. He doesn't say that it itself is brought as a carbon adava. Now, we know additionally that when he's saying v'yiplu dam of l'nadava, wherever Reb Shimon says that, that means for the kaitzim mizbeach. So the question is, v'amai, why? Yikriv ihu gufei ayla, let it itself, the extra sar l'ashem, from the second one be brought itself as a carbon ayla. Elav shemamina, rather, says Rava from here, you could infer that gzera acha kapara ot lefnei kapara. Yes, you cannot, by chatas, we don't say makitz and guf on the mizbeach, because we might do it before the kapara, and therefore, a chatas, there, when you don't need anymore, then you'll have to first let it develop a blemish, then sell it, and yet use its money then for a carbon idol. I'm Ravina. Afanan Amtinin, a third support from Ravina from a Mishnah Masechtas Temura. The Mishnah says, Ashim Shemesu Balav. If regarding a carbon Ashim, there are certain types of sins that require a carbon Ashim, not a carbon Chattas. If the owner passed away, Ashim Eskapa Balav. Well, the owner didn't pass away, but he got atonement with a different carbon. So what do you do with that original carbon asham? Yira al sheyistav, you let it graze until it develops a blemish. V'yimachar, you sell it. V'yiplu dam al mandava, and then the money that you get, the proceeds, is used for a carbon oila for the kites and mizbeach. Now, the reason why this is specifically regarding carbon asham is because in contrast by carbon chatas, in the same type of situation, the actual carbon would die. Now, in that situation where chatas, let's say with shemesu bala or shekipur bala, which we're describing, that corollary by carbon ashram, then the carbon goes and is roya. It goes up to develop a blemish, because that's the halachal meshem misina we have, that wherever by chatas is mesa, by ashram it's roya. Now, additionally, whenever it goes out to graze, the money is used for a donated carbon on the mizbeach, which that's the drush of Yehoyada Kain, as Bar Masechta Tmura Daf Chaf Gemal Amud Beis. So that's what the Tanna Kama says. Rabbi Eliezer, he says, no yomus. He says, actually, the carbon ashram has to die. Now, the reason for that is because Rabbi Elazar holds that actually the ashram is the equivalent in all halachas like a carbon chatas. Even for other halachas, for example, if let's say you slaughter carbon ashram shalai lishma, only by usually by chatas, it's going to be possible. All of the carbonists are kosher. Rabbi Elazar says in the beginning of Masechtas Zevachim that ashram is also going to be possible. So if let's say if you bring the blood inside the heichel, it's going to be possible. Rabbi Elazar holds ashram is just like chatas. So again, so it's going to die just like a carbon chatas, where if the owner died or if it would get atonement, the carbon would die. So Rabbi Elazar holds the same things by the ashram. Bishuaim, a third opinion, he says, Yavi, the owner of the carbon ashram, brings bedamav with its money an oila carbon oila. Now the Gemara over there in Temura explains, what do you mean? A nadava is also carbon ayla. So what's the difference between the opinion of Rabbi Shurin and the opinion of the Chacham? They're both saying the same thing. You sell it and you buy a carbon oil with it. Rather, the difference between them is, if you say like Rabbi Yeshua, that it's the owner because it's considered an adava of a yachid, so then that Bala Ashram has to do smicha, has to lean on it, and they slaughter it, and the nesachim have to be brought from the owner himself. In contrast, according to the opinion of the Tanakhama, when it's coming as an adava, but it's coming as from the tzibur, then there's no smicha on it, and then the nesachim are brought from the tzibur. So that's the difference between those opinions. But one thing the Gemara says is velikrav hagufa oila. What do you mean? Why is Rabbi Yeshua saying that you sell it and you buy a carbon oil with it? Bring it itself as a carbon oil. Rather, we can infer that same idea, three sources, that, yeah, because when it's a carbon chatas or a carbon asham, there it's not an oil itself. If it's an oil like the carbon tamid, then when you have nothing to do with it, then you bring it itself. But when it's a chatas or asham, then because we might do it before kapara, which would be problematic, so even after the kapara, we don't bring it itself. Again, rather, we let it develop a blemish, and then we use its money to buy a carbon oil. Says the Gemara, Tanam Hachi, we learned similarly in the Braisa what we had mentioned before, the primary halacha we were saying in Rabbi Shimon, that regarding the leftover karbanis, we use the carbon tamid itself for the Kayetz HaMizbeach. Because the Braisa says, Mahin Mevin Min HaMaisaris, what would they bring from the leftover karbanis tzibur, which are left over from year after year, as we said in the previous stuff, there's going to be at least automatically, because you need to have six checked every time, and the last time you use it, you're taking two, one for the morning and afternoon, you're always going to have at least four left over. What do we do with the leftovers? So you continue to Mizbeach, Kayetz, like a person who brings dessert, something sweet at the end of the meal, which is what the term kayetz is, like we find in the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, halechem v'hakayetz lechem arm, the bread and the dessert for the youth to eat, which is kibnei shuach l'mizbeach, like white figs being brought on the mizbeach. Which Gemara asks, well, that's what you're saying this is? Kayetz is like white figs on the mizbeach? But if the pasuk says meyikra kichol sar v'chol debash v'gaymer, that any sourdough or any honey, which all types of fruits of the tree are included in sweet honey, like dates, that's actually, as the pasuk concludes, is loisek tumen ishlashem. You actually not allowed to bring that on the mizbeach. So Tanei Rav Chanina, he says no kibnei shuach l'adam, like dessert, like white figs of dessert for a person. That's what these karbanas, these leftover karbanas are brought, as we said, this idea of the carbon oil of the tamid, which you can't use it anymore, so you use it as these donated karbanas, which are like dessert, when the mizbeach is not having its meals from all the other karbanas, some little appetizers are being brought, those are the kites and mizbeach, these donated karbanas that we use from these leftover karbanas to meet them over the previous year. Darash Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizdi says, "Ein makitzin ba'ilas ha'oif." However, although in certain situations, like we said, by carbon chatzos, carbon asham from the tzibur, that we sell it and we buy a carbon oil, so he says we don't buy from that money for a nedava of an oil sa'if. We don't bring a bird, although there's an oil sa'if, there's karbanis that are bird karbanis. For the kites and mizbeach, we don't use bird karbanis. On that, Amar Rav, he says, Haburcha. This is something you just made up from your heart. Where do you get this from? How do you know that we can't bring for the kites and mizbeach, oil sa'if? On that, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak LeRava, he says to Rava, my borcha, so what is this he's saying that it was just made up? Ano amritinale, I told it to him, this halacha, u'mishmei d'Rav Simi min Arda amritinale, and I said it to him in the name of Rav Simi min Arda, the Amar Rav Simi min Arda, he says this halacha, it was just made up. Mesaris, the leftover karbanis, the nidvat tzibur azli, it goes to an adav for the tzibur, and he qualifies, ve'in oilas oif b'tzibur, and there's no oilas oif that can be brought as a carbon tzibur, because actually it's brought in the Brice and Teres Kainim. It says in the Pasuk, V'hikriv min ha-tayrim es karbonai, his carbon, which is that a yachid brings an oif, but the tzibur does not bring an oif. So it says clearly, what do you mean it wasn't just made up? See clearly that an oilas oif is not brought as a carbon tzibur, so therefore this nedava, which is being brought for the tzibur, according to Rabban who disagreed with Rabbalazar, that's being brought as a nedava for the tzibur, that's from these leftovers. It has to be brought as a nidvas tzibur, but again, not as an oilas ha'oif, and that was the halacha that he was saying. Says the Gemara, Av Shmuel Savala Had Rabbi Yechanan. Shmuel also holds to this that we said before, from the halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, that the carbon tamidim, which are not needed anymore, which at least four extra karbanas, that according to Rabbi Shimon, who he does not hold Lev Bez Namasna, that you go ahead and use the karbanas themselves straight, be paid directly, that you're going to be makets the mizbeach with the body of the karbanas themselves, and you don't need to let it graze. Again, Reb Shimon, we said, needs to let it graze if it's a chatzos or asham. But the karbanas, the mizbeach themselves, where they're oilas, that Rabbi Yochanan says they use the carbon itself as the oilas, as the kites and mizbech as a carbon oila. Shmuel also agrees to this halacha. How do we know? Because I remember Yudim Shmuel, he says, carbon is tzibur, a carbon of the tzibur, sakin, the knife that you slaughter, unspecified, of the carbon tzibur, meishchasin lamashahin, it draws it for what it should be. Meaning, for the carbon that it was originally designated to be, when you slaughter it, even though it's not exactly that same exact carbon, for example, the oilas tamid, now we're using it as an oila for the kites and mizbech, if it's not fit to be a carbon tamid, the knife is going to draw it for what it was supposed to be, meaning the same idea, the general category is enough for it to be the same thing. That's what, when you go ahead and you slaughter it unspecified, it's going to work for that because it's still in that same category. So the Gemara Tana Mahalach is similar in the Braisa. Braisa says, Umaydir b'shimin b'sar, b'shimin agrees by a he-goat. She'im le'karv b'regel, yukarv b'reshchaydish. As we said this halacha in our Mishnah, that if it's not brought in the yamtiv, so you bring a reshchaydish. V'im le'karv b'reshchaydish, yukarv b'yom kippur. But let's say you don't bring a reshchaydish, you bring yom kippur. V'im le'karv b'yom kippur, yukarv b'regel. If you don't bring yom kippur, you bring it on the yamtiv. V'im le'karv b'regel zeh, yukarv b'regel lach. If you don't bring it on this yamtiv, you bring it on a different yamtiv. Why? Because initially it was only here to be brought as an atonement on the outer mizbeach. Meaning the conclusion of the reason that we were explaining for Rabbi Shimon is because originally, ultimately, it was to be a chapara on the outer mizbeach. So we see that that's what we're particular about, that it should be sacrificed on the outer mizbeach to have somewhat of an atonement for what it was originally designated to be, which was a karma chatas for Tumas Mikdash. And it's going to be sacrificed for Tumas Mikdash, even though it's not the same exact carbon. Because we said, one is when there was no Yadi Mitchila and there was Yadi B'Saif. One is no Yadi Mitchila and no Yadi B'Saif. They're different. But since it shows that it's an atonement on Tumas Mikdash and it's being brought in as Mezbech HaChitzin, so it could be used for the other one. So it will be here, where it was designated to be a carbon oil as a carbon Tumid. Here it could also be used as a carbon oil for the Kayitz HaMezbech. Now the Gemara continues with Allah of our Mishnah, that continues on the atonements of Yom Kippur, because we had been speaking about Yediyas HaTumah, Shtayim Shen Arba, which regarding Karban Oil V'Yorid, then we went into when there is no Yedi B'Tchila, and there is Yedi B'Saif, or so on, which are through Yom Kippurim. The Mishnah continues in Val Zadlin Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim. Let's him deliberately, no halomas, no lapse of awareness, he deliberately went and ate Kachim, even though he knew he was Tomei. So there, Sar Hanas Befnim Mechulu, that atonement is through the Sar that's done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what's known as the Sar Lashem. So the Gemara says, immediately, where do we know this from? We know the Sar Hanas Befnim suspends if a person knew in the beginning that he had a Tumah, but then he had the Halama, and he didn't yet find out yet at the end. Where do we know? It provides atonement for a deliberate sin of a Tumas Mekadosh HaKadoshim too. So the Gemara, the Tanah Bank, we learned the Braisa. The Pasuk says in a Yikra, which is said in regards to the Sar HaPanimi, says v'chipur ala kodesh, it's going to atone for the holy things mitumas bnei Yisrael, from the impurities of the Jewish people, v'goyim, etc. Where it continues, it says umipishayim l'chol chataisim, from their wanton sins and for all their erroneous sins. Now pishayim elu hamaradim, that refers to rebelliousness, which is deliberate sin. V'chein Rami Soto says the pasuk melachim beis melech mayev pashabi, the king of mayev rebelled against me, which that's deliberate. Vayman Soto of Pasikim Lachem Bey says, Az Tifsha Livna Be'esahi, that then Livna rebelled at that time. So you see, the Pasik is saying that the Sar Nas Befnim atones for Pishayim, which are deliberate sins. And also says over there, Lachol Chatoisim Chatois Elash Gagis. Chat refers to an erroneous sin. Pchenoim Soto says, A Pasim Yikur Nefesh Kisechato Bishkaga, it says the word Chet regarding Shkaga, a soul who will sin by mistake. So then we see the Pasik is atoning for both by mistake and deliberate. The mistake is when there's Yedi B'Tchila but no Yedi B'Saif, and that for that Yom Kippur Hasar Nas B'Fnim atones, suspends for, and also it atones for a deliberate sinner who knew and still was Metami the Mikdash or Kadashim. The Mishnah continues regarding the atonements of Yom Kippur, Al Shah Ve'erish HaBetem, regarding all other sins that are mentioned in the Torah, Hakalas V'Chamuris, whether they're the lighter ones or the more serious sins, Has dinus vashkagas v'chulu, the deliberate or the erroneous sins, etc. That we said, that's for the Sar HaMishtalech, the Sar LaZazel, that atones for all the other sins of the Jewish people. Now the Gemara asks, one of the chulu, etc. that it mentions over there, it talks about mitzvah saseh, mitzvah leisaseh, chivakrisis, chivmisbezin. So the Gemara asks, hainu kalis, hainu asay, v'leisaseh. When it says the lighter ones and the most severe ones, when it says already kalis, kalis is the positive commandments and the negative commandments. Why does it say both kalas? And then again it says later on Aseva Loisase. So to Chamurus, when it says already in the beginning, the more severe sins, Hayinu Krisus Mizu Bezdin, those are those that if a person violates them, that he gets cursed with Mizu Bezdin. So why is it saying both? Why, if it already says Kalas Vachamurus, already know it means Aseva Loisase and then Krisus Mizu Bezdin. So too, when it says Haida, says those that he knows, well, Hayinu Mezid, that's a deliberate sin, because the assumption of the Gemara right now, when it says Haida, is meaning that he knew and he still did it, which that's amazing. Because you cannot say Haida means that because he found out regarding that he had done this Chet Bishgaga, as we usually say, so Haida means that he found out about it. Because if so, that would be something that he's liable for a regular Karma Chatzis and Asham, which the Mishnah teaches in Sechtes Krista of Chafeim at Aleph, that if someone's liable for a Karma Chatzis and Asham, and Yom Kippur passes him by, he's still obligated to bring it after Yom Kippur. So you can't say that the Karban Lazazel is going to atone for him if he had a Yediyah regarding his Shaygig, because that's something that he's not getting atonement through, that he has to bring it even after Yom Kippur. So Haida is Mezid, and Loi Haida Haina Shaygig, when it says, and when he did not know, that means when he doesn't be Shaygig. So why the repetition? So Amar Rav Yehuda Ruda says that actually the end of the Mishnah is explaining the beginning of the Mishnah, and it's all explained in Kalas and Chamburas. And Hachikam, and this is what the Mishnah is saying. Al Shah Ve'er Shabbat Torah, regarding all of the sins in the Torah, Ben Kalas, Ben Chamuras, whether that they're lighter or more severe Averis, Ben Sha'asan B'Shagig, whether he did it by mistake. Now, this mistake that we're explaining over here, you can't say that it's talking about something that is the Shagoga that he would be Chayva Chatas, rather, it must be something that it's a mistake that he would be Chayva Karban Ashim Toli. For example, let's say there were two pieces of fats over there. And they ate one of the two pieces. One was chaylev, which is forbidden fats, and one was shum, which is permitted fats, and he doesn't know which one he ate. So it's regarding that shagaga, because as we said, chatas actually, that he would be chayv to bring it even after the Yom Kippur. We're talking about a mistake, which he doesn't know if he did it at all. That's called ashim toli. He doesn't even know if he did something wrong. Or bein shah, so I'm amazed at whether he did it deliberately. So, and that's what the Mishnah explains. Eisen shasan b'shagig, those that he did by mistake. Bein noida leisveken, whether he ended up finding out that he had maybe eaten chaylev, which maybe he's chayven ashram tali. Bein loy noida le, whether he wasn't even notified to him before Yom Kippurim, sveken, that he had eaten safek chaylev. In either one of those situations, he does not have to bring after Yom Kippurim a karban ashram tali, as the Gemara says over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Krisis, where those who are liable for Ashram Tali, if Yom Kippurim passes by, that does exempt him from bringing the Ashram Tali, as the Gemara there learns out from Pesukim. Now that the Mishnah qualifies, Ve'elu and the Kalis, and what is considered the less severe Averis, is a Seva Leisase, a regular positive commandment or a negative commandment. Ve'elu and Chamurus, and what are the more severe ones? That's Kris and Mises Bez, and that's being Chayiv Karis and Mises Bez. Now the Gemara asks, so this that we're saying all those things are atoned for with the Sar La'Zazel, that which is thrown off the cliff, the colleague, the partner of the Sar La'Shem, which is sacrificed in the blood thrown inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hayasei, this that we said that if someone violated a positive commandment that Yom Kippurim with the Sar La'Zazel atones for him, Heichidami, what situation would that be? In other words, Idalei Avetshuva, if he didn't do repentance, in other words, he didn't regret his original sin, but that the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Zevech Rishom Te'eva, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. And how could the carbon of Yom Kippurim atone for him if he didn't even repent? And he da'avet shuvah, and if he did repent, so what does he need Yom Kippurim for? Kol yoy menami, every single day, a person's own tshuva, his repentance, atones for him. To turn the glue in the brisa. Avraham mitzvah says, say, v'asa tshuva, if someone violated a positive commandment, and he did repentance, he did charata, vida, zivasachet, he regretted it, he stopped doing the sin, and he was mekabel himself that he's going to do, and he did, he said vida, he confessed. He doesn't leave from there until they forgive it for him. So if he did tshuva, then what does he need Yom Kippurim? And if he didn't, how could Yom Kippurim be an atonement? So Mabzeri says, as he continues up with Gimel and Aleph, it's talking about Ba'imid B'merida. It's the year where he's still standing in his rebelliousness. He did not repent for the positive commandment that he violated. Now, if you're going to ask, so then Zevach Rosham Te'eva, then the carbon is an abomination. How could that Sar La'Zazel provide an atonement for him? And that says the Gemara, because the Tanav Mishnah is V'Rebbe. It's going like Rebbe, who he says that actually Yom Kippurim atones for even those who do not repent. And this passage of Zevach Rosham Te'eva are on other days. The time like learning the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, "Al kol averus shabatara, for every sin in the Torah, bein asa tshuva, bein lo yasa tshuva, whether the person repented or did not repent, Yom Kippur mechaper, the day of Yom Kippur atones. Chutz, except for three things. Miparik oil, someone throws off the yoke, in other words, he denies the ikar, in other words, he denies chas shom Hashem. Umagal upon him a Torah, or if he comes to learning words of Torah with audacity and with disgrace in a way of disrespect. For example, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings in the Chelik, the Menashe would sit and darshan agadish al daifi in disrespectful ways, like, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to write this, why did he write that? That's the second thing that Yom Kippurim does not atone for. Umeifa bris bebasar. Or if someone nullifies the covenant of the flesh, that of the circumcision, where the Yerushay Masa Tshuva, regarding those three things, if he repents, then Yom Kippur Mechaba, then it atones for Vimla, but if not, in Yom Kippur Mechaba, then Yom Kippur does not atone for. But again, that's how we explain the halacha of the positive commandment. He did not repent, but still, it's going like Rebbe who holds, still Yom Kippur is going to atone for it.